This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
It's a time for Wisconsin Life. All this week, we've been looking at literacy here in the state. When Renee Reek fell on hard times, her longtime friend Rick stepped in to help her make a new start in Madison. They tell us here about their friendship and the computer skills Renee learned that helped her get her first job in decades.
Well, I live right across the street, so I knew the place was here. So I came in one day to find out what they offered, and come to find out, within like a month or so, they told me they were starting a scale class, and that is for anybody that wants to attend. And it's like, what I like about it is that it helps each person grow in the areas that they want to grow in. My goals were to increase my typing speed, to update my computer skills, and to update my resume. So those were a few of them, the things that I wanted to do.
You know, we were, quite frankly, she was sitting around waiting for SSDI. And I just said, hey, you know, you're better than that. You know, and that might never come. So you just can't do that. And she took it, she went forward with the help of this place. And I believe we just kind of walked in here. Like we walked in here cold.
Well, I met Rick when I was 18, and we dated for a year or two on and off. And then after that, we just stayed really good friends.
Yeah, I mean, I went to UW-Madison, and then her life kind of went in a different direction due to substance abuse issues, and things kind of spiraled out of control, but she's definitely improved with the help of the Literacy Network, helping her get her foot in the door. So it was really kind of a godsend.
You know, a lot of programs and schooling is geared more towards the younger generation, which I'm glad they have that for them. But there's also a lot of people, you know, that are older that for various reasons just need a little help to go forward, you know. That, and it feels good that people, society hasn't given up on you. Coming here, you know, boosted me for what I needed to do, and helped make me feel like I could do something again. Rick's been very supportive and encouraging all my life, and even through the ups and downs that I had. So all I can do now is try to move forward. Don't just sit around and be depressed about things that you can't change. Just maybe go out and find something that makes you feel better about yourself, and things will change.
Madison's Renee Reek sharpened her computer skills with the support of her longtime friend Rick. They shared their story as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. You can find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Joining us now to talk about literacy tutoring efforts in our state is Ellen Hossman, Executive Director at Literacy Council of Greene County. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, why is this work? I understand you're an executive director and a tutor yourself. Why is this work important to you?
If we can empower one other human being to better their lives, that's the importance of literacy. When we can see that they're making great strides, speaking with their employers and their supervisors and teachers at the clinic, we've done our job. It's just very satisfying.
Well, talk about what you're doing as the executive director to pull things together and make this happen.
So our students come to us on their own. We don't go out and look for students in Greene County. They fill out an application at the Monroe Public Library, which is right downtown in Monroe. And then I pick those up and I make a contact with the student. I sit down and I talk to them to get to know them a little bit. If we need a translator, I find someone within our community to help me with translation so that they understand what I'm saying. I'm not fluent in Spanish. So then I, you know, it's what are their interests, what are their goals, and then we do an informal assessment as to where their skills are at. And then I match them with tutors who have been through our training program through the Literacy Council.
And we wanted to get into that role of the tutor. So what's involved in being a literacy tutor?
Well, they have to have a desire to help others. They have to have a sense of humor and a lot of patience. They go through a tutor orientation that I conduct myself, and then we do a tutor orientation, which is about 8 to 9 hours of helping them figure out the curriculums that we have in place, which one they're comfortable using. Our tutors have to have a comfort zone on what they're teaching. Many of our tutors are retired, come from all walks of life, but it's, you know, we haven't been in the teaching realm for many years, so it's just like, well, this is how we would go about helping our children learn to read. So oftentimes we have to start at the very beginning.
Well, and when you started as a tutor, was it the first time you sat down with a student? Was it a little intimidating trying to figure out how to start, where to go with it?
Intimidating, I think, is the right word. It's scary and you're nervous because you don't want to goof up and say something wrong in the English language because you're trying to teach it. And you just have to learn to laugh at your own mistakes. And, you know, our students laugh with us right along the way. So they're as nervous as a first-time tutor as the tutor is themselves.
Talking to Ellen Hossman. She's executive director at Literacy Council of Green Bay, looking at at literacy tutoring, the role of the tutor itself. So, Ellen, that's the sort of the nervous side at the beginning. What have you gotten out of it? What have you valued in being a tutor?
Oh, my goodness. The friendships that I have created with the students that I tutor myself, and I see that with all of the tutors within our program here in Greene County, they become more than a tutor teacher. They become a friend, and they, you know, you share the ups and downs of everyone's life and you know, their children's accomplishments. And when you see a student reach their goal of getting their GED and planning on going on to technical school, I mean, it's just so heart fulfilling when you know you've had a little bit of a play in that, okay, I've helped this person better their lives. I was with a student and a tutor this afternoon, and the student told me she no longer has to use the interpreting services at the clinic here in town. And that's huge for anyone who did not speak English 6 years ago.
That's got to be amazing. Yeah, you've got all these milestones, big and probably little triumphs too, like that. And do you see that sense of pride on the student when they share that story with you?
Oh, definitely. Or when they can write a sentence, you know, and it makes sense to them and it makes sense to the person who can read it. They're very proud of themselves because they have done it themselves. We've given them the tools to do that, but we're not putting the words into their brains. We're just helping them find them.
Speaking of finding them, are you able to find tutors fairly easily, or are you always kind of out and recruiting?
You know, it gets to be word of mouth. People hear about our program maybe from another tutor, a friend. The students are some of our best advocates because it's like, well, we learned it from, you know, the Literacy Council. And so we have... We will be doing a tutor orientation within the next couple weeks. We have 6 interested adults, and we always want to sit down with them and explain the time commitment on this. There's many volunteer opportunities out there. But this is one of the most time intense because the tutors meet with the students once a week and for an hour to an hour and a half. And that's a lot of time commitment as a volunteer. And so we haven't had too much of a problem since I've been with the council on getting new tutors into our program.
And how long does the relationship usually last between the teacher, the tutor, and the student? How long do they work together?
We've had some students in our program for 7 years who came to us with absolutely no English. I would say the majority of our students who leave the program only do it because of life changes, that they're maybe working two jobs now or they've moved out of the area. They don't leave because they're not getting the education they need. So on an average with the tutors that we have right now, it's about 5 years.
And Ellen, very briefly as we wrap up, can you give a quick pep talk to somebody who's thinking, hey, yeah, maybe I could be a tutor?
You know, if you want to have fun with another person who doesn't know your language well or can't read English well, volunteering for any literacy program in the state of Wisconsin will certainly give you that opportunity.
Well, Ellen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Ellen Hossman. She's Executive Director at Literacy Council of Greene County.
I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.